If you are making a salary and not making your money work for you, also known as investing, you're basically setting your hard-earned cash on fire. Inflation isn't going anywhere, the government doesn't have your back, and your 401k is hitting you with so many hidden fees neither you nor your financial advisor are aware of. One thing you do have going for you is that we might be entering a recession soon. Yes, that's a good thing, because recessions make the most millionaires. Why? Because you get to buy awesome value stocks at a bargain price. It's time to become your own money manager and make your money have babies. I started out during the 2008 recession, went from $0 to $7 million net worth, and I managed my portfolio only 1 hour per month, even though I'm a busy mom and I suck at math. In this video, I lay out the 5 steps you need to take to invest your salary today. Step number one is to stop listening to stock market professionals. 15 years in this business and actually having worked on Wall Street has convinced me that any normal person using 1% of their brain power can pick stocks as well, if not better, than the average Wall Street expert. I know you don't expect the plastic surgeon to tell you to do your own nose job or your plumber tell you to do your own toilet, but investing isn't surgery or plumbing. Investing is more like Black Friday bargain shopping. If you've been able to snag sales and find the best value for stuff you bought at a grocery store or online, you're potentially gonna be able to beat the boys of Wall Street at their own game. This means you should stop listening to the top picks some guru, Warren Buffett, or even Kiana Danielle are investing in. We are not you, and you actually have an advantage over all investing professionals in picking your own stocks. Let me tell you why. It's because you can pick spectacular investment assets out of your neighborhood shopping mall or companies you already use for your business or your family long before Wall Street will find them. It's in fact impossible for Wall Street bros sitting in their mansions to analyze thousands of companies without having personal experience with those businesses. That's why they have to rely on earnings reports, which are lagging indicators and are published long after you have spotted the value in your grocery store and told your friends and family about the product. This is in fact how Warren Buffett invests. This is how Kiana Danielle invests. And this is how thousands of our Invest Divas and Devo members have now taken control of their financial future and have achieved 6- and 7-figure portfolios all by themselves without relying on money managers. And even though they're all busy professionals or parents, you have an advantage over Wall Street. Take advantage of it. Step number two is to create a list of products you have noticed you or your family members are now using, and you can kind of sense they're going to be around for a while. They're not just some fad, but they're actually making a difference. You can do this by going through your credit card statement, looking for the companies you or your business are recurring customers of, or you can just take a walk in your favorite mall or grocery store. Once you have a list of products, Google their name to find their parent company. Oftentimes, most items you buy are a product of a large publicly traded company. For example, I was going through the toys I buy for my daughter, things like Barbie, American Girl, Fisher-Price, Uno, and Power Wheels. I found out these, including so many other kids' products, are owned by a company named Mattel. Once you figure that out, then you need to put that big company's name in your search engine and look for its stock symbol. In my case, I searched for the keyword Mattel stock symbol, and I discovered that it's publicly traded on NASDAQ with a stock symbol MAT. Sweet! Now you want to narrow down your research until you have 5 to 10 companies that you have identified. Step number three is to calculate your risk tolerance. Not taking this step is the reason most investors lose money in the stock market. This means figuring out exactly what your ability and your willingness to take a risk are, and will prepare you for the perfect strategy to take advantage of the market volatility or even a recession. You can download my risk management toolkit for free after you attend my free masterclass at investdiva.com/masterclass. Step number four is to open a brokerage account and fund it. In the US, my favorite brokers include Fidelity and TD Ameritrade, that is now owned by Charles Schwab. If you're investing less than $250,000, you can also start testing waters with the Robinhood app. This app is great for beginners, but doesn't have as big of a deep money backing it as the other two that I just mentioned. Then we get to step number five, and that is to actually start investing. This is where you get to look at the stock price history on the chart.
Oh my goodness, that's so scary. I don't know how to read charts.
I got you. Reading charts have nothing to do with math and all to do with having an artistic eye and recognizing patterns. Looking at charts is the funnest, easiest way to find out what the boys of Wall Street have been up to in the past decades and hacking their psychology. My favorite tool for chart analysis is a website called TradingView, where you can use all their charts for free. TD Ameritrade also provides charts, so if you're trading with them, you can keep all of your stuff in one place. Simply put, your goal with chart analysis is to find peaks and valleys. And all the skills that are required for this is the ability to open your eyes. Peaks also look like Christmas trees. Here is my chart analysis in action for Mattel's stock. The current market price is lower than the highest top of the Christmas tree of all time. And you know this is a company that is not going anywhere because people around the world are gonna continue buying their products, and you can consider setting something called a buy limit order below the market price. Once you set it, you then need to forget it. Do not keep watching the market ups and downs. It's going to drive you crazy. The goal here is to set it, forget it, and come back next month to smell the profits. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. The best investing masterminds happen in the comment section below. What's the number one company you're already a customer of and you think it might be a good addition to your portfolio? Comment below with your reasonings, and I might cover its chart analysis in my next video. And don't forget, make your money have babies. Your future self will thank you for it.